Blog Talk Radio.
Golden dreaming beauty man, is it only fantasy? Sometimes one can't help but wonder, will it ever truly be? Some people keep on saying, all is illusion and lies. Why is it so hard to believe? There are better days to see. Though it seems like the world is tumbling down, it's the darkest time. Right before dawn, here comes the time of the Lord. Here comes the time of the Lord. Here comes the time where all the people will unite and share in a wonderful world. Here it comes. Here comes the day where wisdom and harmony will fill the earth. Here comes the brightest light to shine. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Time for all the people of the world to unite and share in this wonderful world. Blessings and greetings and blessings. We're alive because we've been blessed to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You now tune into blogtalkradio.com, and we would humbly suggest we are the higher inner frequency of blogtalkradio.com. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class 539, Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul, program presentation number 23, Blessed is our Creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the human family experience. With Creator's help, our next broadcast is taking place right now at 9:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA. Unifying souls, actually. Excuse me. Program content will focus on extracting inspirations from the Tzaddik Rav Hillel of Meparch, entrusted by his mentor, the Mittler Rebbe, to write down elucidations concerning the key of Chassidus, the Chassidic discourse, Shari Yuchud, the gate of unification. Our caller number is 347-838-8669 if you want to chime in after I make my brief presentation today. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator blessing protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. Today's tags for the program are long-term vision for the recovery of the human family experience to be actualized in all its full potentialities in a peaceful, pleasant way is Divine Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption. Meditate, blessed souls, to remove the hatred and jealousy which is plaguing the human family experience. Chassidus, Shari Yuchud, Rav Hillel of Parech, the Mittler Rebbe, and Chabad Chassidus. But in order to get on with the show, we have to unfortunately turn down the music from Generation Redemption album, the CD. Here comes the time his name is cut by blessed brother in prayer, soul, and spirit of Isaac Baton. Sorry, Isaac, I've got to turn down the music, get on with the shoe. And I just want to remind everyone, a day of giving thanks, especially today, because we're less than two days away. Rav Isaac, at his Beit Mazal congregation at 1433 President Street, will be conducting prayer services for the Blessed Shabbat. though those of you of the Jewish nation, the Israelite Hebrew Jewish nation, openly welcome. If you happen to be in the Crown Heights section of Brooklyn, New York, we are located at 1433 President Street, located between Albany Avenue and Kingston Avenue. With that being said as well, I want to alert everyone that concerning the nature of Thanksgiving, what we of the Jewish people have been practicing for the past 2,000 plus years of starting our morning prayers every day of the year with a word which is pronounced in the Hebrew as Hodu. Hodu has three specific meanings, or general meanings. Hodu means to give thanks. Hodu means also turkey, which a lot of people be eating that winged bird today. And it also is referring to the ancient modern country of India. How we can tie those three definitions packed so densely into this one word of Hodu, I'm not exactly sure how you can do it, but it's just something to think about, blessed souls. And as well, that word Hodu, and I'll read the verse, Hodu Ladunoi. Give thanks to Creator, call out in His name, make His works known amongst the nations. So that's my definition on microcosmic sense of today's special feature, is that giving thanks to Creator and calling out in His name and making known to anyone we meet in this world of the works of the Creator is why I would call this day and every day of the year a day for giving thanks, a Thanksgiving type of day. So now we're going to go right into the presentation. Blessed souls, it's a little terse today. It's maybe somewhat even called philosophical and conjectural, but these are Torah instructions plucking from the inspiration of Rav Hillel Meparich, who was a tzaddik and a mekubal, a righteous soul, was well-versed in the Kabbalah as well as a faithful student and disseminator of the teachings of the first, second, and third Rebbes of Chabad, the Lubavitcher Rebbes. And then we're going to wind off by responding to all the threats that are taking place in the world and how we can hopefully dampen the enthusiasm of the threateners in order that those who feel threatened can feel a sense of protection via Torah instructions. And also we're going to segue from the end of this presentation to that, what I just mentioned, by playing some music that was composed by a young woman, a family woman, married with children, Rivka Kaplan Peck, out in Connecticut. And then, of course, we'll segue out with David Dom's music as we like to. Blessed souls, consider the term depth, omek, as it's known as Hebrew. Picture within your blessed mind's eye the depths of the ocean, the depths of the earth, the depths of outer space, the depths of eternal, unlimited depth embedded within our infinite Creator, who by no means is defined by the term depth or omek, but is the source of all depth, the source of all depth, whether it's the depth within outer space, the depth within the earth, the depth within the ocean, the depth within your blessed heart. At the time of the great flood, that is written about so tersely in the scripture of the Bible, the Torah, in the book of Genesis, during the life of our common ancestor Noah, Ish Tzadik, Noah was an Ish Tzadik, a righteous man, there came forth wellsprings from the depths of the earth to submerge all life that was living at that time upon this blessed earth. We're talking about human beings who did not heed to the exemplary behavior of the righteous Noah and his righteous wife Naomi and his righteous sons Ham, Shem, and Japhet and the righteous daughter-in-laws of Noah who were married to Ham, Shem, and Japhet. And I apologize that I have not learned what were the names of the daughter-in-laws, but we do know the name of Noah, Naomi, Ham, Shem, and Japhet. So hopefully one day I'll be privy to get that information and share it with you, blessed souls. Until that time, we can only just call them the daughter-in-laws and the wives of his sons. One outcome of the emerging of the submerging waters emanating from the earthly abyss was a revelation from above, an opening of the windows of heaven to further actualize, to our great pain, the submerging from above, mighty waters to cleanse the earth of a generation of human beings who should have known better than to promote laws, customs, and ideologies which would bring about a culturally distorted perception that a chaotic approach to life would and should be the law and order for all human beings wishing to deny or scoff at the notion they were blessed with a divine image and were in fact created to be blessed stewards of this blessed earth. Now don't be alarmed, blessed souls, now that hopefully I have perked up the spiritual hearing within not only your physical capacity to hear, but as well your blessed power of differentiation, koach havchana, to distinguish between good and evil, and that which is true, and that which is in defiance of the truth. Namely, to inform you, blessed souls, another flood is coming. In fact, the flood has already begun. No, not a flooding of water do I speak of. Rather, the flood of human wisdom, as we can all testify. I mean, look, we're broadcasting into cyberspace. Is not that just a testimony of the elevation of human wisdom? But we're talking about a type of lower wisdom, a technological lower wisdom, which, FYI, for your information, was predicted by a holy book penned by, actually dictated to, by Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to his student. And this dictation took place over 1,850 years ago, which discussed at the proper time the gates of wisdom from above, wisdoms which will be crystally clear, identifiable by the human family experiences to be godly wisdom, divine wisdom, eternal wisdom, all of which relates to a qualitative foundation embedded within supernal wisdom, which shall illuminate within the qualitative supernal foundation of the supernal eternal seven emotional attributes, which can be tersely delineated as kindness or love, severity or strength, beauty or synthesis of love and severity, of kindness and strength, of netzach, of victory, of splendor, of foundation, and of sovereignty. Now these seven supernal emotive attributes, which related to and relate and will always relate to the 600th year of Noah, who I believe was mentioned as being in his 600th year in chapter 7, verse 11 in the book of Genesis. You can go look it up yourself, blessed souls, who within the context of that epic flood, which took place over 4,120 years ago, way back when the Zohar saw that event, or Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai with his Ruach HaKodesh, with his Dar inspiration, understood that meant to allude to the epic messianic universal redemption featuring the opening of the supernal gates of understanding, which will contain the capacities to elevate the wellsprings of the earthly abyss, which is alluding to actualization of human wisdom towards technology for the usage to properly steward the earth in place of, which some, unfortunately to our great pain, is taking place right now, which not consciously or subconsciously at times seems to be attempting to render the earth as existed original first 6 day of creation state, as it was written in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, quote, when the earth was astonishingly empty, with darkness upon the surface of the deep, and the divine presence hovered upon the surface of the waters. You see, blessed souls, many people, without the process of engaging in meditation, inner understanding, Torah analysis, can look upon the world and seeing it as astonishingly empty, and yet still believe in an encompassing level of godliness, of divinity, of divine presence, but not connect the dots that they can take that, access that energy, which one of the ways one can is through prayer, learning Torah, acts of kindness, and of course is bonenus, meditation, inner understanding, analytical Torah study, which is one of the foundations of the Torah, as Rambam writes in the Laws of the Foundation of the Torah, Chapter 2, Law 2. And when all this manifests, with the general, gradually rising of human intellect, with each one of us experiencing it on our own microcosmic level, when we configure that with the technology that has been made available to us, with the permission of the Creator, not to destroy, but to rather employ all peoples to engage in the dignified role of being human stewards, this type of fusion of the elevation of our human intellect, connected so intimately with our divine image, our Tzelem Elohim, with the technology that is being more and more manifested before our very fleshly eyes, will eventually cover the entire earth, allegorically, and as well allegorically, and spiritually, and cognitively, emotionally, covering over the highest mountains of human ignorance, lack of purpose, arrogance, hatred, jealousy, and unwarranted competition. Again, these are inspirations that I gleaned out of this that section of the elucidation of Rav Hillel Meir Parich. And before we make our concluding statements, I want to segue now for the next 1 minute and 19 seconds. This is music that was composed, I believe, yesterday. Yeah, I can even give you the time because that's when she posted it. Obviously, she composed it before, but she posted it online yesterday, November 25th. At 11:16 a.m. by Rivka Kaplan-Peck, who lives out in central or western Connecticut. And she also wanted me to share kudos and acknowledgments to her teacher, Thomas Farnham. So Thomas, may the Most High continue to bless you, to empower other human beings to play music, which is inspirational. And this composition, she said, was an outcome of her meditating on Torah subject matter within the particular context of Torah's gematrias, the Torah instruction, how every Hebrew letter combined with another Hebrew letter to form a word and a sentence has a mathematical value which can provide a very potent, powerful, and inspiring type of Torah instruction. So this is an untitled track, but it's going to run the next 1 minute and 19 seconds, and then we're going to segue slowly out of the program afterwards by sharing a teaching for all human beings to strengthen our faith and not be so intimidated by those who would wish to promote hatred, not only upon other peoples, but upon us as well, even though they have never met us personally in our own specifically blessed lives. So here we go. This is the next 1 minute and 19 seconds by Rivka Kaplan-Peck of Connecticut. Hold on, please. And that was Rivka Kaplan Peck playing for his 1:19 composition. May the Most High bless her to continue to compose such music. And again, I'm going to repeat that. This is in her own words. This is an original melody composed by yours truly after meditating upon Gematria, Jewish wisdom encapsulated, I would also say embedded, within the Hebrew language. So, blessed souls, we hear so many threats going around the world, and the potency, unfortunately, of these messages are spread with greater speed, with greater alacrity, with greater potency, I guess, because of the fact that they can be spread so quickly. Hatred of one group against another group, and it seems to be generating a lot more fear in the world. I've heard it personally from people telling me when they've heard people speak or ride on the subway systems of New York City, and other people reflecting their fears on college campuses. So I'd like to humbly share with you an act which we're going to read about with testimony from various sources now, what can protect not only the nation of Israel, but all the nations of the world. So I'm plucking from Compassion for Humanity, the Seven Universal Laws of Noah by Rabbi David Sears. The Talmud considers charity the divine commandment that equals all the rest. And from there, Rabbi Sears quoted from the Talmudic tractate of Bava Basra, page 9, side A, in Tosefta, in Peah, which is the Talmudic tractate, leaving the corner of the field for the poor, chapter 4 at the end. The Talmudic tractate from the Jerusalem Talmud from Peah, 1:2. We are all merely custodians of the wealth we possess, the purpose of which is to improve the world as much as possible. In addition to benefiting others through giving charity and other altruistic acts, one overcomes the ego, ceases to be a taker, and becomes a giver. Even without completely pure motives, the one who gives is meritorious, for the receiver benefits in any case. And there, Rabbi Sears, quoted from Rashi, the primary elucidator of the oral Torah traditions of Israel, teaching us from the book of Leviticus, Sefer Vayikra, chapter 5, verse 17. And as well, this is a quote that Rav Sears outsourced, none other than the modern patriarch of the Hasidic educational movement, the Baal Shem Tov, as said in Turi Zahav, I guess it's in Parshas Re'eh, which is one of the chapters, one of the portions in the book of Deuteronomy. The rabbis state that not only Israel, but all people of all nations elicit divine mercy and protection through their acts of charity and good deeds. Again, let me repeat that, blessed souls. The rabbis state that not only Israel, but people of all nations elicit divine mercy and protection through their acts of charity and good deeds. And there, Rabbi Sears quoted from Bava Basra, Talmudic tractate, page 10, side B. Tana Deve Eliyahu, Rabbah, which is taught in the house of Eliyahu, Elijah the prophet, chapter 9, I guess teaching 1, in 16:1 and 16:1, and also Rabbi Sears found a source from Rabbi Yehuda Halevi in a very seminal, famous work of his called the Kazari, chapter 4, I guess, 3, I guess, chapter, it's not a book of laws, but each paragraph, I guess, was given a particular numerical designation. Now, with that being said, blessed souls, because this is a day of thanksgiving, it's also a day of clarification what we're giving thanks for. And I would humbly suggest it's for the fact that we are coming together, congregating, whether live right now on today's radio program, whether if we'll be blessed today, the merit to be with our families today, which I hope to be visiting with my parents today. But there's another perspective. There's a perspective of the native indigenous peoples of Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, Unifying Souls, actually, and a vibrant, strong voice that I've come to interact with by listening to his programming for I think it's more than a year now. It's not close to a year and a half. His name is John Kane, and he is a Mohawk Indian. I believe from one video I saw, I think that his people's territory are from north of the United States border, going into Canada. And the man carries a politically incorrect voice because he wants to speak the truth. He wants to educate people. Same time, too, he's a kind-hearted person, well-grounded in the mechanics of living in this world, being a father, a husband of more than 30 years, and also a grandfather to several grandchildren. And he has a radio program, and for some reason I can't turn on my cell phone. Hopefully I'm going to get it going. And I want to encourage you. His program is going on in a couple minutes in New York City. For those of you who have unlimited minutes, it shouldn't be too much of a problem. He is inviting people to call into his program today to state why they want to give thanks. And I gather he's going to give a native, indigenous people's perspective on it. And let me just pull out his phone number to share. And you can call in his show because he's going to have open lines, if not for the entire 2 hours, for a good portion of the show. In fact, we'll be going on in about 4 minutes Eastern Standard Time. The call number is 718-780-8888, 718-780-8888. My only request is you don't have to mention my name, Dunzu C. Goodman, as much as it was suggested to you to call into what you're thankful about because you heard it on Soul Class on Blog Talk Radio. Maybe I'm asking a lot. I'm not sure, but I'm going to ask it anyway. That being said, bless those, I also want to, if you want to learn more about what indigenous peoples have undergone in the last 400-plus years, there's a wonderful documentary that John Kane alerted we listeners of his radio program about. It's called The Doctrine of Discovery, Unmasking the Domination Code, a story of historical truth, spirituality, and resistance told on behalf of the original nations and peoples of Great Turtle Island, that's the USA, and elsewhere on Mother Earth. We are still here and are still rightfully free. And I want to share this about with you. This was directed by Sheldon P. Rothschild, co-produced by Stephen T. Newcomb, who narrates part of the program. Narration also was done by Buffy St. Marie, a singer, who gained some notoriety in the 60s for some of the songs that she composed. Because it's further potent testimony that the seven universal commandments are not dispersed into the creation, shared, and if we Israel don't remind people of their obligations, it creates a void for such historical occurrences as what took place here on Turtle Island in the name of Christopher Columbus and other colonizers who laid claim to the lands of original nations on the basis of the idea that Christians had a biblical right to discover and dominate non-Christian lands. The doctrine of ancient Christendom, supported by papal edicts, continues to serve as the conceptual foundation of the political and legal system of the United States and as a conceptual foundation of other dominating political systems elsewhere in the world in relation to original nations. Which is interesting because we always have heard the mantra, this America is a place where there's separation of church and state, and yet this film will share the consciousness that much of the Asovian, Edomite, Christianized version of, and I would say also to a great extent, in certain places less, in certain places more, the distortion of the original Torah teachings of Israel, which were preceded by the original Sevenoi commandments, which were preceded by those original instructions given to original man and woman, Adam and Eve, were given, so to speak, the license on the part of those who promoted these distortions of Torah instruction. And we see that the havoc this has reaped upon the face of the earth, all four corners of the globe. So we're going to end off with today's program, as we usually do, with music by our brother David Domo, help us get back home, to help us remind us that we've got to be good. Why do we have to be good? Because the Teva Tov Lehiti, it's the nature of the good to do good, and we certainly can carry it out if we've been created by the Creator. Therefore, we have the strength to go on and do good for our families, for our friends, for our communities, and whatever we can, whatever our influence can extend itself to, the blessing of the Most High, to make it a better world. And hopefully let all this conclude in a manner of Ahavachad, one love, Goralechad, one destiny, Kulanu, v'darchi shalom, darchi noam, in a peaceful and pleasant way. L'hamshich b'ez Hashem yisbarek, to be continued with the help of the Most High and the blessings as well. Take care, everyone.
Just a man.